Once again, good morning. I remember the first time I preached here. That was some years ago, and when I came in, Jerry said, "You want to speak?" I said, "Yeah," you know, and I spoke on one, and that's what we're gonna take a look at that oneness. Because God made it simple, one. But we have made it, what, hard. God made one garden. In the garden was one tree that we weren't supposed to mess with. He created one man for one woman for one man. They messed up because of that one tree, and God allowed Noah to build one ark for everybody. Today we have one church for everybody, but you know we just got to have more. You know, one just ain't enough. We seem like we got to have more. But if we stick with the oneness, we'll learn a lot that we don't need no more than Jesus. You see, because if we look, today what man does, man has a lot of circumstances, has a lot of problems, and he deals with it in his way. His way is many ways. If this don't work, let's try that. If that don't work, let's try this. If that don't work, but with Christ, he says, try me, and everything would be okay. Just do what I say. But man want to, just do it his way. His way. And when we do it our way, we mess up. Every time we mess up. You know, we turn away from the one way, and we mess up. That's why we're in this mess that we are in now, because we have turned away from his way, that one way, simple, and went with our way. And we have many ways of doing right, but God only has one way of us doing right. That's his way. I want you to understand something this morning. You can say something, please speak up. You know, and you know, don't be bashful. You know, say something. You know, it's actually helpful in this oneness, right? Ephesians teaches us that there's one body. Let's turn it real quick. Ephesians 4:1-6. Let somebody get down and read it. We all gonna get into this today. I'm gonna let you get into it. You know, Ephesians 4:1-6. Somebody get it. Somebody read it.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, walk worthy of the calling which you were called, which all godliness and Gentiles, and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit.
One body, one Spirit.
Just as you were called in hope of your calling.
Mm-hmm.
One Lord, one faith.
One Lord, one faith.
One baptism.
One baptism.
One God and Father of all.
One God, the Father of all.
Who is above all.
Mm-hmm.
And through all.
Mm-hmm.
And in you all.
Amen. You see? Simple. One God, one Lord, one God, one Son, Jesus, one baptism, one faith. It's simple. But it's like we're not satisfied with that. That's just too much. That one is just too much for us. So we need to get two. We need to get three. It's just too much for us, right? But God said there's one. Especially when it comes to faith, one faith. That faith is in Christ. But what man has done, man has put faith in himself. He's put faith in money. You know, because when you look at it, a lot of people agree with folks who got some money. Are you interested? But if you broke, man, I ain't got time. You know, just ain't got time with you. You know, what, you know, go get a job. You know, but if that man, that woman got money, they write whatever they do. You know, we'll figure out a way for them to be right, even though they're wrong, because we have faith in them, but we are not to have faith in them. We are to have faith in the Lord, because we are one. When it comes to the church, one body, we are one. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, 12 verse. Somebody, when you get that, read that, please. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, 12th verse.
The body is a unit, so it is made up of many parts.
Mm-hmm.
And all its parts are many. They form one body.
Mm-hmm.
So it is with Christ.
Mm-hmm. The body, it's giving us an example of the body, your body. My body, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it tells us my body has a foot, it has a toes, it has arms, legs, eyes, right? And it works together as a unit, one. It's one. Even though I got many parts, it's still one. My toe. My little toe is about the it's used less than many other parts, but it's important too. Because if I butt that little toe, it's going to hurt, and guess what? Every part of my body is going to hurt. Amen? Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They go focus. Amen. Thank you, brother. Focus on that toe and trying to get that toe better. Are you with me? You ain't going to say, toe, come on, man. You know, you got this. You just as dumb as you can be. You know, It's going to focus on that toe for that toe to what? Get better. And every part of the body is going to focus on that toe, trying to get that toe better. It's not going to just leave that toe out. There was a story about a man, and I told this, you might remember this when I, like I said, the first sermon, I had it in my, you know, my first sermon. You know, I like a little gesture, I like a little gesture, I said there was this jogger, and he was jogging through the neighborhood, right? And he had some new neighbors, and he didn't know that they had a dog. And he was jogging, you know, every day, you know. So when he got by this neighbor's house, right, the dog started coming. Amen? And, well, the ears heard something. The ears said, eyes, told the eyes, look back and see what's going on, right? So the head turned the eyes to look. And the eyes said, the dog is coming. The eyes sent a message to the foot. We got to get going. Amen? And they, right? And it said that it ran some, right? And the eyes said, foot, how we doing? No, foot, excuse me, I'm back. Foot said, eyes, how we doing? Eyes looked back. So not so good. Amen? And so they you know, kept running. So the eye saw a stick on the ground. And it says, foot, and the rest of the body, we got to stop and get this stick. Hand, when we stop, I want you to pick this stick up to defend ourselves, right? Now the hand says, I ain't going to do it. Huh? I'm not going to do it. Last winter, you went in the store, you bought boots for the foot. You bought warm clothes for the body. You bought a scarf for the neck. You bought a hat for your head. But you didn't give me nothing. So I'm not stopping. Think about this. Are you with me? One body. One of your members not cooperating. Amen? You know, one of your members not cooperating. Just one. That's all it takes. One not to cooperate. What you got? Chaos. So you know that devil gonna have his way. Are you with me? But God is showing us the body, that the body is one, and that we are to work together in this body. If I hurt you, you hurt, and you do something about my hurt. If you hurt, I hurt, and I'm going to try to do something about your hurt. If you're happy, I'm happy. If you're rich, I'm rich. I'm just do that in there, right? But the body, this is what the oneness of the body, all right? And this stretches not just in this congregation. This stretches all over. We're supposed to be one in, with one mind, thinking the same thing, teaching the same lesson, right? But because of diversity and division, we have some who say other things than what God is saying. They have changed it up a little bit, all right? I was brought up in a Methodist church, and what they did, they sprinkle water on your head, right? They call that baptism. Any Methodist used to be? No? You remember that? Mm-hmm. They would sprinkle water.
They're still doing it.
Say something, sister. Talk about it.
Because if
I keep on, they ain't gonna believe me. But you know, when you come in, they, you know.
It's the Lutherans do the same thing.
Okay.
Basically the same as the Methodists.
Okay.
And they're still doing it to this day.
To this day.
Their babies, they don't even take their babies out until they sprinkle them. To me, it's christened, it's what they call them.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to save the kids. But then when they get older, then they have to go through a situation that is, they have to reconfirm that they're going to stay within this belief of the church.
Mm-hmm. And who told them that? The one didn't tell them that. Somebody else told them that, you see. And by the babies, right? They christen the babies. Why? Why? You know?
They don't believe that baby's pure, right?
I was told, because my husband was Lutheran.
Uh-huh.
And I was told that he needed to be baptized because he was born with the sins of the father.
Okay, okay, okay.
And I was told that because he was born with the sins of the father, no baby is born pure and innocent.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And that because he was not born pure and innocent, all babies sin.
Uh-huh.
Because they cry. And when they cry, they're crying because they want something.
Okay. Okay.
And when they want something, it's not always because they want something that they need.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's
basically the same as a child, like if something would happen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This way,
they're
basically what you're going to hell.
That's right. That's right. And that's how they think, right? But we have a Bible, the book, right? What does the book say? Amen? What does our Bible say? Does our Bible say anything about a baby being Christian or, you know, because we have, there's a way that the Bible teaches there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof are the ways that leads to death. Are you with me? And you see, a baby, God forbid, a baby dies. Amen? That baby, I believe, is going straight to heaven. Without baptism, without Christian, I believe in heaven. Up to a point of what do they call it? A point of accountability. Thank you, bro. Accountability. I believe, right? Yes, sir?
I was going to say, the Bible also teaches that when you were a child, you thought as a child. But now that you grow,
yes, ma'am.
You know, you need
thank
to get
you.
Away from those childhood
thank
things.
You. Thank you, sister. Thank you. It draws me to the story of David. You know, David had done a bad thing. You know, he had to pay for what he'd done. And, you know, he had to answer. In other words, he had to answer for what he'd done. And he had a child. And it said that the child got sick. All right? And it said every day David he got so bad he couldn't eat. He couldn't sleep. He didn't wash himself up. He didn't, you know, he just was in bad shape. Right? And it's the servant saw him like that. And it said that the baby died. And when the baby died, he got himself together. I mean, started eating and got himself together. So they asked, the servants asked, says, well, you know, we're confused. How's that? The baby was sick. He said, you was, you're in bad shape. The baby is dead now. You all right. This is what he said in short term. He said, I will see him again. Amen. That means the baby is where? In heaven. And David's going where? Heaven. Are you with me? You see, because we, you know, man, like I said, man has not looked to the Bible, one Bible. That's all we got is one Bible with many messages in it for us. One Bible. There's not two Bibles, but just one.
Right.
One again with many messages, just like the body, with many, right? But you have folks who want to just take away from the Bible. In the beginning of the book, it teaches, I think, somewhere, maybe in Genesis, it said, don't add nor subtract. In the middle of the Bible, someplace in Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, someplace up in there, maybe Psalms, it says, don't add nor subtract. In the back, the end of the book, it says what?
Don't add,
don't add nor subtract.
Yeah.
Are you with me? But we remember the we now, right? We? Okay. We want to make it better. God, you know, we living in the 21st century. I mean, come on now. You know, this old stuff is old. You know, we gotta do better, you know. I know you the Lord, and I know you died for us, and you know, but Jesus, come on now. You know. Give us a break. You know, you saying things like if somebody smack us on one side to turn to him the other. Amen. You saying, Lord, that if somebody steals from us, don't, you know, forgive him. You saying, Lord, that my enemy gonna hate me and do me wrong and you know, cause problems for me. You said to love him. You know, Jesus, come on now, right? Amen. See, that's what some folks, how they think, right? Because they don't, just one Bible, they don't want to. Amen. This one Bible that we got is not enough. They got to what? Add on. Or they got to say, well, Jesus wrote, we don't need this no more. We're going to take away. But we don't add nor take away. If we believe in this Bible, we got help. We got it going on. But if we don't believe in this Bible, we're going to believe what man says. And especially, once again, if he's rich. If he got some money, we're going to, you know, this man got it going on. He's a billionaire. He got it going on. You know. So I'm going to believe him, you know. Because, go ahead.
I like the, for how you put it about the guy running the dog in the park, filling his shirt in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of our problem is we envy or we want to be something other than what God has arranged us to be. Like the eye wanting to be the ear.
Mm-hmm.
Because in verse 18,
yes, sir.
Same chapter, yes, verse 12, it tells us this. But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to. And so often, I think we're unsatisfied.
Who we are.
Yes, who we are.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Every part is vital, just like we're talking about. Every part is vital to accomplish something, but we're not satisfied.
You know, being somebody else, you know. I was accused many times in my life of trying to be like somebody. You know, he's trying to be like this person or that person, right? One time or two, you know, he's trying to be like this preacher, you know. I ain't trying to be like no preacher. You know, I remember no other, I can't be nobody but myself. And the best I can do is me. When I was in school, right, I liked to play ball, right, and basketball. And one of the great players was Oscar Robertson. Oh, I wanted to be like the big old. You know, he would have that shot, you know. I mean, he was just beautiful with it to me. Maybe not to you, right, but he was beautiful with it. And I tried to be like the big old. And every time I tried to be like the big O, guess what? Didn't do so well. But when I played me, I probably didn't win no championships, but I done better when I played me. Right? I was trying to do the big O, right? I was trying to be like him, but I couldn't be like him. Every time I tried to be like him, I mess up. Didn't do so well. But when I played Kenny Patterson, I did better. In football, I had Larry Brown. You know, Larry Brown, Redskins, you know. They would give him the ball and he would make about 10 yards and they would have to help him up, right? And he would go back and come back and make 35 yards. And I would, he just amazed me with that. I had liked Larry Brown, right? And I tried to run. I was a running back, right? And I tried to run like Larry Brown. Guess what? Couldn't do it. But when I ran like Kenny Patterson, right, I've done better. Huh? I told my wife sometimes, you know, I said I could dance. She started laughing because I don't look like I can dance, right? I said, honey, I won a prize for dancing, and oh, she just fall on the floor laughing, you know, like that was funny, right? But I did. I won a prize dancing. Yes, I did, right? And I didn't win it by doing James Brown. Amen? I won it by doing Kenny Patterson. Amen?
Yeah.
Are you with me? You see, too many times we try to be like you said, like, right? If God bless you with a talent, that's your talent. Do the best. You know, find out if this is truly your talent. You do the best with that, with that particular talent. Wherein this one, he may have a so-say higher talent where there is no higher talent. Even the preacher, because he preaches, it don't mean that he's the highest talent. You know, the highest talent is the one who's closer to God. I believe, right? When you are close to God, if you, somewhere it says, if I'm but a door, what it says, door sweeper? In the house of the Lord, I'd rather be a door sweeper in the house of the Lord than to be. Anyway, the doormat. Anyway, when you are in the Lord, be the best whatever you are in God. Are you with me? If you sing, sing the best you can sing. If you pray, pray the best you can pray. If you teach, teach the best. That's what it's about. You just be best. Don't worry about the other, you know, like, well, you know, I really want to be a preacher. Now, I go ahead.
Along that line, brother, Ephesians 4, verse 11, following, I'll read. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the equipping of the saints.
Yes,
faith.
Sir.
For the work of the ministry.
Yes, sir.
It's not about them.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You know, it's like your hand example. You know, your hands, your heart, your ears.
Yes, sir.
You can be equipped with those to support the body.
That's right.
And again, here, that's this, right. What we're told is to equip.
That's right.
The saints, our brothers.
That's
the
right.
The purpose of doing His work.
Amen. If you...
For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come
yes,
to
sir.
Unity.
Yes, sir.
One. Unity of
yes,
the
sir.
Faith.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
Of the knowledge of the Son of God.
That's right.
To a perfect man.
That's right.
To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
That's what we need to
do. Yes, sir.
That's
yes, sir.
Our goal.
Yes, sir.
If
yes,
we
sir.
Get that right, everything else will
yes,
be
yes, sir.
Right.
This fall into place.
That we should yes, no sir. Longer be children tossed to and fro,
full.
Carried by every wind of doctrine, which is happening
right
in
now.
The world.
Right now.
Right now. By the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Speaking the truth in love
yes, sir.
And grow up in all things into
yes,
Him,
yes, sir.
Who is the head. Christ,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing the growth of the body with edifying of itself in love.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, I was just going to say what it, to me, what it basically comes down to is I have to be true to who and what I am
yes.
before I can
that's
even.
Right.
Be truthful before God.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't be truthful to who I am, how can I determine what's wrong for me and what's right for me?
Amen. That's a good point. It's just like you trying to be somebody else and don't know what's wrong with you because you're too busy, what, trying to be somebody else.
Exactly.
You know? You know, you try, the big O, you know, just something about it, right? I just had to be like him, Brother Walker. I just had to be, you know, and sometimes I would hit, bro, you know, sometimes I would hit, right? And I would, you know, and then they, I guess the defense caught on to it. I said, this man, he ain't no Oscar Robinson. I got him, right? I remember I went up one time for a shot like that. They blocked me from behind and made me look bad. You know, I mean, how, you know, from behind, right? And I said, you know, well, let me start doing Kenny Patterson, right? I did a little better. You know, I didn't win no championship. No, I didn't. No, I did not, right? But I done better when I played me, right? I didn't have to, you know, imitate nobody else, right? But it's very important that we stick to the one Bible, right?
Yeah.
In that one Bible is everything. Jesus said like this. He said, you can do nothing without me. Who is Jesus? Jesus is Lord, right? Jesus left something for us, this Bible, for us to, you know, for us to learn of him. Are you with me? But if we take away from it, we're gonna mess up. And if we add to it, we're going to mess up. Baptism is important. You know, a lot of people, don't get mad at me now. A lot of people say that, you know, all you need is to be baptized. You need more than that.
Well, yeah.
Are you with me? You know, you You need to stay faithful in God's grace. Because, see, something that God has done for us already that we don't want have to do for ourselves. And if we stay in that, right, we don't have to go so, you know, so far in doing this and doing that and doing the other, you know, to be something special in the Lord. All we have to do is just listen to what God says. Are you with me? Now, baptism is a must. It's a necessity. It's just like giving is a necessity. We can't get around it. It's just like love is a necessity. We can't get around it. We can't say, well, you know, I'm gonna give, but I ain't gonna love. Are you with me? You know, I'm gonna sing, but I'm not gonna pray. All right. You can't get around these things. It's in the package. It's in it. You can't get around it. Are you with me? You can't. All of these things, it must be not just baptism. You have to eat it all. You know, you have to eat just like a buffet. You know, when we go in there, you know, it's like, you know, I don't like to go in buffets. You know, I really don't. It's and it's ooh boy. Because when I get in there, it's like I want to taste everything, you know, everything that looks good, you know, and I can't, you know, and you can't take nothing out, so you can't say, give me a doggy bag, you know, so you got to just get what you could and then, you know, eat it, right? And in Christ want us to come to this buffet table and eat everything. Amen. We got it. We need to eat it all. Love. We got to eat teaching, giving, praying. We got to, you know, and the thing is, we ain't going to get full. Amen. We're going to have that hunger after that. You know, we're going to be hungry for it. We're going to be thirsty for more, right? Because this is how it's set up. But we have to believe in God's word. When we take away, when we don't read God's word, what happens is, right, we start thinking our way. And like it was said, there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the ways thereof is the way to death. Are you with me? It seems right.
I just like to add to what you were saying. We've got to, as long as we got to be like Christ.
Amen.
But we imitate Christ in our actions, mm-hmm. in our deeds, and the things we do. And then by doing that, mm-hmm. we're imitating him. We still are being ourselves. Like you said, you got to still be yourself. Mm-hmm. And but others will be able to see Christ in us.
Amen.
Because we will look different
Amen.
Than what other people in Amen. The world are doing. And we will be noticed because of what we do. And that's what they'll see Christ. They're not going to see me. Mm-hmm. They're going to see Christ in me doing good.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that will inspire them to want to do the same
Amen.
And to find out more.
Amen.
I was going to say that I think the one thing we have to remember, we didn't create our own self.
All right.
We were created by God. Mm-hmm. God doesn't make trash.
All right.
We need to be able to recognize and be satisfied with who we are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We can't. God didn't give us multiple bodies for us to jump into whichever one we're going to like.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be satisfied with who and what we are. We sing that song, you know, just as I am,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I come to you.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't want us to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
He wants for us to come to him.
Mm-hmm.
If I pretend to be somebody else, it's not me that's coming to him.
Mm-hmm.
But humanity has this selfish attitude that they want to be more than what God has given
mm-hmm,
us.
Mm-hmm.
And we constantly strive to be more than what we mm-hmm. are or
mm-hmm.
be better than what mm-hmm. we can mm-hmm. really do. And that's what gets us mm-hmm. into trouble.
Into trouble.
We that's want right. more than what the Lord has blessed us with.
Be somebody.
Satisfied with what he gave you.
Be somebody.
You know, he made this one body. And mm-hmm. if we can't be grateful for, especially if everything works we breathe, you know, we mm-hmm. feel. Mm-hmm. He gave us all these emotions and all of these, but what do we do with it? We mm-hmm. squander it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because we don't listen.
Exactly. You know,
the Bible teaches us, for those who have an ear, let him hear. Right, the word of God. You know, when we hear God's word, we're going to be all right. And not just hearing, but be a doers of what we heard.
Right.
You with me? Be doers of what we heard. And I want to ask something, then we're going to close. I want to ask something. Just like, you know, you have some faith, some different faith in the world, you know, this faith and that faith and the other faith. And in their faith, they have laws or whatever you want to call it, right? And one of the faiths is having more than one wife.
Yep.
Are you with me? Now, this fella said that, you know, my wife, you know, she you know, she just drives me crazy. Are you with me? What if you have two or three wives? What you think will happen? Are you with me? My woman said, my husband, he just make my hair fall out. What if you have more than one husband, right? You see, oneness, are you with me? But you have different faith who wants these things, the flesh. The flesh wants these things. The flesh want it that way, or the flesh want it the other way. But the flesh ain't wanting it God's way. It has to be God's way. His way. Not how we feel. Not how we think or whatever. It has to be God's way.
Yeah, you're right. Uh-huh. I don't want to say, in respect to all that you say,
uh-huh.
I've found out a lot of things being married a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just glad that the God we serve is a loving, forgiving God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel I can go to him when I can't go to anybody.
All right.
That's the thing. And we need to realize the importance of being a child of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's very important. Knowing who you are. And know who to go to. Are you with me? You know? And I'm gonna close. I just got one more thing to say. You know, I got some relatives, right? And they like to say, you know, well, grandma used to say, you know, mama used to say, right? You know, but how come you never mention what God says?
Exactly.
Are you with me? You know, I had a sister who used to say, you know, God don't like ugly. I had to tell her one time, this is what I told her. I said, well, God must not like you. He must not like you. Because you are ugly. Not ugly, ugly, but your ways. You know, you got some ugly ways about you. Are you with me? And they, you know, they like these sayings, right? And these sayings, make some of it makes sense, right? But what is important is what thus saith the Lord.
That's right.
Brother, would you end us in prayer, please?
Just got a Bible. Most holy and humble and everlasting Father, we come to you thanking you for this beautiful day you bless us.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless our brother Kenny.
Please, Lord.
And his family.
Please, Lord.
Keep him in your care. I've seen a lot of growth in it.
Thank you.
And I pray, Heavenly Father, mm-hmm. that you'll be with him and his family. And I pray, Heavenly Father, because you love one for the other. Mm-hmm. Because we need it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a special prayer for my wife,
mm-hmm.
who has certainly not been well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm praying that you put your arms around her and keep her in your care. And let me try to do all I can to try to make life a little easier.
Bless her, Lord. Bless her.
I pray, Heavenly Father, thank you for these seven that you hear.
Mm.
I thank you for them. and I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. Bless us, dear Lord, and watch over us doing all of this service. And we pray it'll go up in a sweet smell in our sight. This is my prayer, in the name of Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.